but we've talked about that. We've had the site commander of Waco on here. Riggs, FBI, HTC commander of Waco, same site commander of Oklahoma City. We've had him on here. We released that recently. That was for members only for a long time, for a year. We wanted to release it to show you what you're dealing with here. And that is somewhere on ThomasPaynePodcast.com. You can scroll down. It wasn't too long ago because the anniversary of Oklahoma City was just a few weeks ago. So we had it during that time frame. And, you know, you're dealing with just a mindset. And you will hear in the video leading up to when Randy Weaver talks about the experience, FBI sniper, you know, just saying, hey, do what I'm told, man. My world's right here. He holds his fingers up to his eye like a scope. He said, that's my whole world. I just look there and I listen in my earpiece, and if they tell me to shoot somebody, I shoot somebody. It's what you're dealing with. And Weaver paid a vicious price. His 14-year-old kid was gunned down. I'll let him tell the story in his own words because I can't do it justice. His wife then was holding a 10-month-old infant in her arms. She was shot in the head and killed by the FBI. This is all in Ruby Ridge. And they shot him as well. And it's just a crazy, just a cascading series of devastating events and violations of civil liberties and overreach and overstepping and stupidity and just... You can come up with all different kind of terms for it, but it is what it is. And we'll let him tell the story. I was thinking today, too, when I started working for the feds shortly after this whole time frame, 92, 94, 95, and then we have mixed in there 93, the first World Trade Center bombing I've talked about. Interactions with the FBI during that time when I was a journalist and beyond, and interactions with Louis Free when I was a journalist in 95, 96 with the FBI and just the lies coming from the FBI as we try to take out a U.S. senator and pretty damn close to taking him down, but not so easy when you find out all of the forces that are conspiring against you. So I studied Ruby Ridge, I studied all these things, and I was working for the feds after my journalism career in 96. So this stuff is all fresh, man. I mean, right? In Oklahoma City, it was just a year previous. And there's still investigations going on, so you're still doing things as a contractor, and you're finding out from the other side. It's one thing as a journalist, but then you get on the other side, you start finding out about how they operate, what went down, what they don't tell you. And if you're pretty slick, you say to yourself, whoa, if this stuff ever got out, there would be a problem. And they pay you well to keep your mouth shut, as you know. But one of the most important things I learned from Randy Weaver is that if the feds come in with guns, go the other way. Just be cool. Cool as a cucumber. And they came in my house with guns twice. So I fucking know. Plain and simple. And it's fucking game on. When they roust you out of bed and they already got the guns pointed at your kids, 8 and 12 and your wife, and you come down the stairs and you got little red fucking dots on your... chest, and you don't have chicken pox, you got laser sights on you, and pajama bottoms and a fucking t-shirt, it's game on. You make one false move, you're going to end up just like Ruby Ridge. So I learned that from him, studying the situation. Cool as a cucumber. Hands the fuck up. Pull your shirt up. Right? You want to see a big white belly? You got it, baby. Shirts up, coming downstairs, hands up. You want to see a fat man do a pirouette? A spin around like Nancy fucking Kerrigan. I got nothing on me. And then we're off to the races. Everything's cool. Keep everything cool. Relax. Chill the fuck out. Now is not the time type of situation. Then they come back to arrest you. Same fucking crew. Same guns. Cowboys. They're just fucking cowboys. There's something wrong with them mentally. There's no doubt about it. Normal people don't behave this way. Normal cops who value their life, their family, their loved ones, they don't behave this way. Plain and simple. Because anything could go wrong. It's a two-way street. They don't see it that way. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong. This is why they go into these things. Seriously. Now, there are plenty of well-balanced police officers and law enforcement officers. And there are some that are fucked up. I drew a fucked up lot. You would come in somebody's house twice with guns and point them at children. One a special needs kid. How fucked up that is. But I learned from Weaver. Because we studied it. You study it from the other side. The FBI was all about, what went wrong? This is how you handle hostage situations from here on in. We fucked up at Waco. We fucked up at Ruby Ridge. Bad. Right? So we're going to try to do this from now on. And without that training, without studying Weaver's case, I don't know. I might not even be here. Plain and simple. You wouldn't perhaps not even know who the hell I was. But strange lessons in life that keep playing out in your head. Anyway, you guys know how I feel about that shit. It's upsetting. But we learn from our history, very important, very important. A perfect example of what the hell I'm talking about. You have to learn the moves of other people. You have to learn how to navigate. You have to learn how to counter. You have to learn how to move. You have to learn how to circumvent. You have to be two or three steps ahead of these people, even if they show up at your house with guns. A lot of them. And they're pointed at you. And you're little fucking boys. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Nothing has changed. They're not any better for all the other training they've done about these events and things. They're just dumb when it comes to this stuff. They think they're so fucking superior. They think, you know, their job is to act like a Dick Wolf fucking show. When the two FBI agents got killed and gunned down in Florida, I just shook my head. I said, I don't even know what happened, but I can understand. You push people too much, and they fucking snap. Well, that's what the feds are really good at, pushing people and watching them snap. It's usually people they're handling, and then they go off the reservation, start shooting up a gay nightclub, gunning down 50, killing 50 at the Paul's nightclub and beyond. Shooting 500 in Las Vegas, killing 57. They know a lot about pushing people around. Know your history, whether it's Weaver or Koresh, whatever the fuck it is, Oklahoma City, right? Whether it's J. Edgar Hoover, whether it's Fauci and Gates, that whole apparatus connected, whether it's the current Congress, the current Senate. When I say they're all in on it, I am not fucking around. They are all in on it. When I say it's them against you, I'm not fucking around. I know it. How much more explicit can I be from a guy who's been, you know, fucking pegged with laser sights twice? For nothing. For fucking some bullshit charge. It was like a joke. At the end of the day, it was over 40 fucking grand. They would gun me down, kill the kids and the wife if something went fucking bad. Oh, they wouldn't do it? They did it. They did it. Don't fucking tell me, oh, they're so much better. Oh, it would have been different. No. It would have been different. And, you know, it's stunning. I listened to, I think she's going to be in the clip, one of the clips, Randy Weaver's daughter, adult daughter. And she, I don't know if this is part of the clip or not, but one of the clips we watched here today, she said, "I forgive people and I'm Christian," and things like that. And, you know, you have to get past it. Okay, I see that. I definitely see that from a Christian standpoint, right? I could never get there. I'm not that good of a, I'm not that good of a person. She's much better Christian than I could ever be. I'll never get past that. That's why I do what I do. You wanted to fucking play? Okay, now we're playing. Right? Now I get a say every fucking day for the rest of my life as long as I want until I hang it up. Now I get a say. So you wanted to fuck around? Okay, I can fuck around too. I don't need a gun. I got a pen. I got a microphone. Fuck you and your gun. Fuck off. Plain and simple. Okay, kids. Yay! Real talk, yay! One of the customs we have with Maria and I is we check my secret source at the FAA, Secret Service, on Thursday nights when we tape this show. we check to see what's happening with Biden, where he's going for the weekend. Well, the Secret Service just filed another flight plan late Thursday night. And right now it's Friday, early Friday. And Biden, of course, is coming back home to Delaware for the weekend. Are you not entertained? This fucking guy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
It's unbelievable. So he's coming home Friday, May 13th through at least Sunday, May 15th, with a caveat he could extend it to Monday, May 16th. Another 4-day weekend in Wilmington. You know why? They got to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. We talk about it. I think it was one of the first hot wires we did. And the hot wires, the biggest level on pain.tv, have been on fucking fire. One of the first ones we did. One of the most popular ones. Two of the most popular. Not to mention the last 4 or 5 we've done, which are through the roof. But two of the most popular ones are what they do when this guy comes home and what he and his son Hunter did financially, which is fucking reprehensible. Reprehensible. But you're never going to learn about it in the media. They're not allowed to tell you. They tell you certain things. They won't give you the good stuff. That's why you got Hotwire. So you can tune in there, pain.tv, Hotwire. And plenty of intel floating around there. So he's back home. The wooden dummy, the wax dummy, is coming back home, so to speak. Of course, he's right down the fucking road. And I told my wife after dinner tonight, I said, I don't have to hear from my secret source. I understand because I hear the planes and I see the planes buzzing the fucking area. The flight pattern has changed out of PHL, Philadelphia International Airport. He's coming back. They've already changed the flight patterns. He's coming back for the weekend. And boom. On the money again. So there you have it. There you have it. A hell of a show. I'm fucking excited, man. I'm excited. Yes, I feel that we've perhaps lost a step without Maria. But at the same time, we got a lot coming up. And I'll tell you, at the end of the show with the Weaver, Randy Weaver in his own words, that is some. And the end of the speech is like, you won't even believe it. It's like, what? What the fuck happened? it tells you what happened. It's crazy. The whole thing's crazy, right? They don't want truth tellers to tell the truth.
Folks, there's two things that stick out in today's environment with what's going on. One, with all the prices going up and everything else, somebody offers you a 70% discount on something, you should stop and listen. That's number one. And we're about to do that. And two, when someone can protect you as a product that can protect you and protect your interests, protect your cell phones, your notepads, and your computers, and beyond your laptops, well, then you have to stop and take a listen. And, I was traveling this weekend. I've been traveling a lot, talking to people, and I stay in hotels. And one of the most fantastic things is having this product, and they've been a sponsor for a while, and they've been fantastic, IP Vanish. And it really protects everything. I don't have to worry about who's snooping, what's going on. And some of the stuff we deal with here, with sources and other things and some sensitive stuff, it's nice to have an extra layer of protection. Every commodity you can imagine is going up, and they step in and say, well, we'll give you folks out there who listen to the podcast 70% off. It's like, what? We've received a lot of feedback about folks who are using it to their advantage and keep yourself protected, and that's important these days more than ever. And you throw in the discount, and then you got a winning combination. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet? Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IPVanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today. So go to IPVanish.com/pain. That's P-A-I-N-E. And use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/pain.
They want to silence these people. And Weaver spent a long time since that time campaigning against the government and about what they're really about. And some of the things I shared with you as well. It's fucking alarming. You know, it's alarming to grow up in school and be taught all these things about your government. They actually work for these fucking guys. You never get paid what you should. Feds know this, federal agents, right? Some of them, the fucking, you know, the Poindexters like McCabe and these guys and Comey, they make good money. Other guys, you know, they're humping for $100,000 after, what, 10, 15 years? Making like $100,000, $125,000. You got to deal with all this shit. I'm not fucking standing up for these guys. I'm saying it's not all glory. It's not all Dick Wolf, right? And then you figure, you go to work for these guys. My point is, and you don't make that much money. Even the agents don't make that much money. Defense contractors and intel contractors like me make way more money. So there's resentment there. But you think you're working and it's true blue, you know, red, white, and blue, America this, America that. We're the good guys. We're not the fucking good guys. We're not the good. I'm here to tell you. I've said it before to you guys. I know. It's startling. We're not the good guys internationally. We're fucking mutts. We're pricks. We're bullies. We're fucking killers. And you start to think, what the fuck am I into here? This isn't anything like I was taught in school. And then when they come into your house with guns and pointing at your kids, after you work for these guys, after you gave your fucking ass, blood, sweat, and gears to these guys, then they turn on you? Well, that's just fucked up. Right? These are tough life lessons. The stomach, the tough life lessons to digest from your standpoint. Hey, I'm there with you, right? But we have to deal in reality. We have to deal in truths. And it upsets people because it doesn't give you the warm and fuzzy feeling that watching Fox and all these liars, that little feeling that you get, I was right. I feel so secure with my thoughts that I was right. You weren't right. You're listening to liars tell you you were right. That's the last thing you need. In this fucking environment, you need the truth. Plain and simple. You're not going to pass go, and you're not going to collect 200 without the truth. You're going to keep fucking going back and forth to jail. You're not going to land on free parking. You're not going to pass go. Plain and simple. So it's a fucking eye-opener when you learn these things. These people are not the good guys. I'm not saying that you're not the good guys. That citizens of the country, upstanding citizens and people who love their country, I'm not saying you're not the good guys. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But collectively, the folks on the international stage and the national stage who represent us, they're not the good guys. So de facto, we're not the good guys. You run into some fucking guy, okay, in some dusty corner of the world, and he's a radical terrorist, and you have a U.S. passport, he doesn't care that you're a great person. He doesn't care that maybe you're a physician in their country doing good things. You're an American. You're the enemy. See? Because we've been poorly represented all through the country by these fucking maniacs all through the world. And now they got so good at it. It's so easy. They got so good at fucking with people and upending regimes and installing other fucking dictators, removing other dictators, and psychological warfare and subterfuge and tradecraft. They got so fucking good at it. They said, you know what? What are we doing all over the world? Why don't we just domesticate our skill set, our tradecraft? We could fucking take over the country, the United States. Fuck, take over these other places. We could usurp the entire Constitution. We could usurp the entire United States. Why don't we do that? We're good at this. We're the best. And then you see things like coronavirus. You see things where fucking Fauci and his apparatus and Collins and their buddies, whether their buddies are Peter Daszak, Eco Health Alliance, or their buddy is Dr. Gallo or Dr. Redfield at the University of Maryland, or their friend at the University of North Carolina, or their other friend at Harvard who got pinched, who got arrested, the director of the chemistry department, the director of the biology department, who got arrested by the FBI. These guys are trying to sell you out. They're not good people. You need to learn that. Plain and simple. And I think more people, as Dr. Vernon Coleman says, more people are waking up, and once they're awake, they're not going back to sleep. So, let's proceed with some news, and then we'll get to the other parts. We'll zip through the news. The Young Bucks, I said, put something together, a couple things. Please no stats from the fucking Labor Department. I might snap. Please no shitty stories from some of these fucking in-the-tank publications, at least today. We discussed it with some of the publications I've had a problem with lately. And one of the Young Bucks is so slick. You know what he said to me? Chief, we'll put it out to you. You're free to rip it apart. You're free to show people what a sham this is, that they're not even getting good news, that all the news out there sucks. What's the matter with telling people that? Aren't you supposed to analyze it, use your expertise? And I said, you guys just don't want to change the way you do business. Don't try to fucking con me. I know all the angles. Don't try to make me look like, don't wax me on, fucking tell me I'm the man. So you don't have to change what you're doing. But it makes a lot of sense. I said, all right, just keep doing what you're doing because it's working. We're growing. People are getting information from it. So don't change anything. I'll handle the fucking rest of it. If I have to hammer the way things are written, the way things they don't. Because I said, look, some of these things, like, they don't even fucking talk about two or three major points. A story in the Daily Wire says, oh, Biden's doing whatever he can to lower the petroleum rates in the United States. I said, that is just bullshit. That's bullshit. And I pointed out to the young bucks, it doesn't say anything about him selling from the petroleum reserves, selling our reserves to Europe, and then having to buy back at rack rate to replenish said reserves. And they said to me, you don't understand. All these stories suck. None of these stories give you all the facts. You're not going to get all the facts in any of these stories. And I said, what's an example? Give me another example. They said, okay, we have other examples. Sheriff Joe Lombardo in Nevada is running for the governorship of Nevada. Okay. And he was endorsed by Trump. Big whoop. And all the stories that mention Lombardo, none of the stories mention Mandalay Bay shooting, the fucking massacre. None of them mention it. And so the young bucks say, it's fucking maddening. They actually went on a hunt, these guys, for stories about Lombardo running for governor, the sheriff of Clark County, and not one story in any publication, Breitbart, left or right, mentions Mandalay Bay, the shooting, the unsolved massacre. Not one fucking story. Now, what does that tell you? And they say, it tells us that these people suck at their job or they're covering things up. But then we have to point these things out. Plain and simple. And that's what we're trying to do. So it's Charlie Mike, continue mission with the young bucks. I was sat down. I was schooled and told, do your job, old man, and we'll do ours. All right, let's get rocking and rolling here. Biden just made a move that will likely push gas prices even higher. What a surprise. Joe Biden yesterday canceled three large domestic oil and gas lease sales days after the U.S. fuel prices hit an all-time high. Oh, Biden's Interior Department, of course, doing what they can to fuck up. See, this is what I'm talking about. These guys have done nothing but obstruct anything having to do with lower gas prices. Now, we talked about it yesterday and the day before that. A serious shortage of diesel fuel is literally imminent, not only here on the East Coast, but throughout the country. I got an interesting text here today, if you engage me. Well, on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, someone sent me a sign that says Valley Forge Plaza, no diesel on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. That's a major problem.
I've talked about it many times before, so I'll mention it again. My time at Citi, at Citibank, almost 10 years with billions of dollars moving across my desk, and I learned so much in banking. I learned so much from the other side of banking. So I know a good bank from a bad bank. I know a good deal from a bad deal. And so when this bank approached us and said, hey, we'd like to advertise on your show, I said, let's do something different. Let's give folks something to draw them in, right? To let them know that you are a different bank. And I'm seeing a lot of banks out there pandering to current trends at the cost of the customer. But there's one that's not afraid to make bold decisions that put customers first, even if it's going to make headlines. It's Axos Bank. You do a quick search and you'll see what I mean. This is a bank that's all about integrity, fairness, and freedom to do business without compromising our values. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn the highest interest rate, and it's a big one. Listeners can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. That's $150 to you. Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos Bank, axosbank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos Bank is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out.
Well, we were seeing that also coming back from on the turnpike as early as the third week in March when we returned from Thomas Paine triumphant tour of the United States, the dilapidating United States in the Tuna, our RV. And another update here. As of now, because of high fuel prices and shipping costs, our grocery loads from Minnesota and Omaha going to Washington State and California have been completely shut down until further notice. The shipper told us it's no longer feasible to ship the products. So we got big problems. We got big problems. But don't worry. Biden is not interested in solving any of them. He's only interested in exacerbating them. That's why he's there for. Plain and simple. And we could go further into this story, but what the hell's the point? This is a repeat, as VM said. Everything's a rerun. But it does play into the next story, and it should make you laugh. This falls under the category, I would think, of Stockholm Syndrome, where you start to admire your captors. Pelosi pushes Democratic bill that would give Biden power to control gas prices. You fucked up. You trusted us. I'm just going to play it on a loop. Take care and God bless. Just end the show here. That's it. He snapped. He just kept playing on a loop. Little Rain Man. You're going to give this lunatic. This is what. This is their answer. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Queen, blamed the continued record surge in gas prices on exploitation by oil companies. Oh, I thought it was Putin. What happened? Oh, they had to change gears. They're going back to the oil companies, the old play. And touted a bill that would essentially allow the president to control prices. This guy can't, he can't control his bladder and his bowels, let alone gas prices. It's so fucked up. Here's the point. The queen and the king just want another edict and more power. This is akin to Corona Con and the scamdemic. Now they want to control gas prices? Oh, what could go? What's next? I'll tell you what's next. They want to control you. They want to control anything. They want to control vaccines. Yeah, anything. The king and the queen think they can just usher in a new edict here, a new edict there, and we're right back to where we started from. You'll hear Randy Weaver talk about and reference King George at the end of the show. We're right back to King fucking George. And for you young bucks, we're not talking about George fucking Clooney. We're not talking about George Washington. We're talking about King fucking George. Look it up. Just, you could actually put that into your search bar, King fucking George. Speaking of Washington, a very interesting thing the young bucks pointed out to me today. The Washington Post ran a story about Washington State University or something like that. I think it's Washington State University or Washington University or some shit out there. One of these liberal hellholes with a bad football team anyway. They're thinking about changing their name because of the connotations of slavery linked to George Washington. Make no mistake, the name of the state is Washington. The name of the college is Washington. But the newspaper had it blown all over the place, the atrocities of this situation because of Lincoln's alleged connections to owning slaves, slavery, whatever the hell. All right, who's got time to worry about what happened back then? So when the young bucks brought it to me, I said, do you see anything strange with this? I said, yeah, they're all fucking assholes. That's what's strange about it. He said, no. The Washington Post is promoting this. I said, yeah. He said, what's the name of the fucking paper? I said, the Washington Post. He said, exactly. Your newspaper is named after the fucking guy. This is how stupid they are. That's a good point. You got to give it to them. The Young Bucks got it going on today. God bless them. God bless them. They said, hey, you're not going to have Maria tonight, man. Are you going to be all right? I said, I'm going to try. Just, if I send you a 911 text, you'll know I'm in trouble. So the president, they're going to try to pass this. This cannot pass. This is insane. All right? I mean, he's going to set the price. Get the fuck out of here. He's done such a great job of selling you down the river. Now he can officially do it without all this bullshit conniving. You know, as soon as he sets a price and if it were to go down, he's going to keep it high. My God, what a bunch of lunatics. That's not the way the government's supposed to work, by the way. But nobody seems to give you. Where's Mark Levin at? That's not how the Constitution works. Okay? The street bodies are the government. You can't just write edicts, Biden and Pelosi. I'll save you the trouble listening to him. Fuck you, Payne. Fuck you. Well, we can have a little fun here and there, can't we? It's getting better. It's getting better. I'm getting better at that one. Agricultural secretary, this is stunning. Now, this is fucking stunning. 61,670. You're sitting there thinking, is that how many chickens they killed? Hey, man, is that how many chickens they killed last week, man? I like to make fun of him because obviously he's not that bright. People love him, though. He's everybody's favorite trading card hero, him and Musk, etc. You don't understand how these guys get there. I'm trying to tell you that. They don't get there by being your friends. They get there by misleading you.